This is the orchestra of the Music at Penn's Woods Festival, held every summer on Penn State's University Park campus. I'm Christine Allen. Welcome to In Performance at Penn State. Later this hour, we'll hear a symphony by Jean Sibelius from the Music at Penn's Woods Festival and the Penn State Glee Club singing a brand new composition that, in a sense, pays homage to Renaissance England. But we'll begin with two Penn State professors playing music for flute and piano by a student of Claude Debussy. Flutist Naomi Seidman talks about composer Edwin Schulhoff.
Schulhoff was a composer from Czechoslovakia at that time. He knew Dvorak, which is interesting.
Antonín Dvorak, who was a well-known composer at the time, was asked to test the young Edwin Schulhoff's musical abilities in 1901 when the boy was just 6 or 7 years old. As the story goes, Dvorak rewarded him with 2 pieces of chocolate and...
Dvorak recommended that Schulhoff go to the conservatory and, you know, sort of pushed his career along early on.
Schulhoff did very well at the Prague Conservatory, but Naomi Seidman says his career was cut short.
He had the unfortunate timing of being Jewish, living in Austria right at the beginning of the Nazi regime. So his career was terminated quite early because of that, and his life as well.
The composer was arrested by the Nazis and died of tuberculosis at a Bavarian work camp in 1942.
Kind of a tragic life, but the piece isn't tragic at all. It's happy. It's before all this happened. He was one of the first composers to incorporate jazz into his writing, so you'll hear some jazz rhythms, you'll hear some polytonality, but nothing sounds modern. It sounds tonal, almost neoclassical, but it has a ton of humor in it. It has 4 movements, which is unusual for sonatas for flute, for most part, usually 3. This isn't a long work, but each movement is so vastly different from the one that comes before.
The Schulhoff Flute Sonata we're about to hear was composed in 1927. We'll hear Naomi Seidman play it with a colleague from the Penn State faculty, pianist Christopher Guzman. She says they had to cope with the composer giving them each a different meter in which to play at the same time.
Schulhoff will write in 1 meter in my part and a totally different meter in Chris's, but they all are supposed to magically come together, and they do, but you really have to think quite hard.
Here are 2 Penn State faculty members, flutist Naomi Seidman and pianist Christopher Guzman. They'll play a flute sonata by Edwin Schulhoff here on In Performance at Penn State.
Thank you.
We heard a performance by two Penn State faculty members, flutist Naomi Seidman and pianist Christopher Guzman. They performed a flute sonata composed in 1927 by Edwin Schulhoff here on In Performance at Penn State. That performance was recorded in Esper Recital Hall in the fall of 2014. Coming up shortly, we'll hear the music at Penn's Woods Orchestra playing a symphony by Finnish composer Jean Sibelius. But we'll continue now with some choral music. We're about to hear the Penn State Glee Club, directed by Christopher Kiver. He's director of choral activities for Penn State School of Music. We'll listen to a November 2014 performance of a brand new choral work by a young composer from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. His name is Casey Rule, and he graduated from Lehigh University in 2011. His choral work, Draw On Sweet Night, won a composition contest held in 2014 by the American Choral Directors Association. The Penn State Glee Club gave the world premiere of the work at the association's annual conference, and we'll hear them give the work's second performance in just a moment. As director Christopher Kiver tells the audience, Casey Rule was inspired by an old English madrigal for his winning composition.
And he chose as his text and his inspiration Draw On Sweet Night, which was first set as a madrigal at the beginning of the 17th century by the English composer John Wilbye. That's also very, very beautiful. What I admire about Casey's writing is it seems to work really very, very well for the male voice. He was a music student at Lehigh University. We're delighted that Casey is going to be here this evening.
The composer himself is in the Eisenhower Auditorium audience to hear the Penn State Glee Club, directed by Christopher Kiver, singing his new work, Draw On Sweet Night.
Thank you.
With the composer in attendance, the Penn State Glee Club, directed by Christopher Kiver, sang Draw On Sweet Night by Casey Rule from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. That work won a competition held by the American Choral Directors Association in 2014. And the concert by the Penn State Glee Club was recorded in November of 2014 at Eisenhower Auditorium on Penn State's University Park campus. Stay tuned for a symphony from Finland, still to come on In Performance at Penn State.